lucky enough to go straight to Scott McLaughlin from the Shell V-Power Racing Team. And quite frankly, TK, he's on fire this year.
He's on fire.
Good morning, Scotty.
Hey, guys.
Now, what a year it's been. The Shell V-Power team's gone from strength to strength. And after seven rounds, you lead the Virgin Australian Supercars Championship with 1,608 points. Let's not go into the points. Let's just go with you lead over Jamie Wincup.
Yeah, it's a nice feeling. It's obviously, you know, things are good. It's I'm feeling good at the team. It's a new team for me this year. And to be leading the championship sort of from where we were at the start of the year, we had a few little hiccups along the way and we're sort of rebound from those. And, you know, at the moment we're leading and it's a perfect place to be. So, pushing on, it's a really cool feeling.
I don't want to be a damp blanket, Scott, but, you know, in football parlance, we'd say, can you hear the footsteps coming from Jamie Wincup? Because he's making a charge and he's been sort of consistent, hasn't he?
Yeah, Jamie's unbelievable this year. He's been really consistent, you know, second a lot. And then,
yeah,
obviously, Jack got the win in Townsville. So, you know, he's an awesome competitor and a legend of our sport. So, it's cool to be up there fighting with him. But, yeah, he definitely, you know that he's not going to back down, that's for sure.
Now, what has been part of your success is your qualifying. And you've had 9 poles this season and 12 straight on the front row. Given that I watch a bit of the supercars, mate, it's always good to see you get out there and throw that car around for your, usually a flying lap if it's one of those formats. But what's making that so special for you this year?
I think, we've got a really good relationship between myself and Ludo, my engineer, and we sort of go to the track before the event and we try and set up a car that does a fast lap time. And rather than worrying about a car that, you know, is, you know, a passing car. So we probably look at more so the qualifying aspect and then believe that if we qualify well, we're going to be up the front. And, you know, that has been working well for us and, you know, it suits my driving style to a T. So, yeah, at the moment it's working really good and just like to continue that sort of form, you know.
Scott, after you set it up for a fast qualifying car, do you then have to tweak it for race day?
Oh, absolutely. Like we change, we set it up and to a setup that we want it to be. And then, you know, in the early parts of the weekend, we try a race run. So we do 20 or 25 laps, you know, with different cambers, pressures, all that sort of stuff. And that, you know, that gives us a ballpark figure of what we need to do for the race. And then, yeah, we'll go back to our you know, base setup and qualify and then come back to the race setup that we believe that's right.
How important's Ludo been? I know he's come across from Triple Eight where he's with Craig Lowndes, but he seems to be a bit of a guru.
Yeah, he's that's probably a very good word for him. He's a legend. He's very, very quick and witty, but he's a lot of good fun around the team. He's been great for me. He's really pushed me and, you know, sort of got the best out of myself. And I'm only grateful for that.
When he speaks to you down the microphone, do you actually have, you know, a bit of trouble understanding him sometimes?
Yeah. I mean, at the start, I struggled a little bit, but, you know, I feel like I'm fluent Ludo these days. So I'm sort of like, got used to a little bit more than some other people are.
He doesn't take any notice of what they say anyway.
Go faster.
Yeah, that's a bit like Sebastian Vettel.
Yeah. What's the tip? Go faster, mate. Yeah, okay, got it.
Now, mate... As a driver, are you comfortable here at Ipswich? You drove the Volvo to a victory here.
Yeah, I am. I mean, it's one of those tracks where I actually grew up sort of racing on.
Oh, okay.
You know, it was a track that I did a lot of my testing on and all that sort of stuff. So it's sort of half a home track for me. And so sort of going there, having done a lot of laps around there, it makes it a lot easier to get used to the car and whatever. So, and it's probably the one track that I've been to in the DJR car. So I only tested there earlier this year. So sort of going there knowing what the car will do, and that's pretty much what's the first time this year that's happened.
Now, you and Shane Van Gisbergen have a great rivalry, both New Zealanders. He's had the wood over you a couple of years. It must be nice to be a little bit in front of him. I can recall him giving you the bird. I think it might have been in Perth one day as he went past you. Have you repaid the gesture?
Yeah, no. That was a whole misunderstanding, but I was pretty pissed off about that was for sure. But, we get along really well. I think, you know, we're rivals and we race hard and always race hard against each other, but we've got a lot of respect for each other as well. And I think it's a healthy respect. Don't give each other an inch, but it's pretty good.
You notice how we're not talking you while we're playing the All Blacks, mate. We'll get it over and done with now.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either, boys.
Mate, all the very best, mate. I know it sets up well for you at Ipswich, and keep the good form going, and we're in for an exciting time, no doubt, at the back end of this Supercar series.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Absolutely. I think it's going to be a great end of the season for everyone. Cheers.
His first year there at Shell V-Power Racing Team, doing an outstanding job. Scott McLaughlin, you'll be able to watch that all over the weekend.
Yeah, on Fox, and the price of Scott McLaughlin, $2.25 for the Supercars Championship. Win Cup at $4. Fabian Coulthard, who's Scott McLaughlin's teammate, at $4.50. And then if you go to the next race at Queensland, round one, Jamie's at $3.50. Scott, $3.75. Van Gisbergen at $4.25. And Fabian Coulthard at $5. If you want a bit of value, Mark Winterbottom there at $21.
Oh.
Not bad value, I wouldn't have thought. Former champion a couple of years back.
Yeah. Frosty.
Frosty.
$21. That's for the race.
That's for the race. That's
correct. That's for the race. And Win Cup just with his nose in front, as far as the bookmakers are concerned, at tab.com.au.